Thank you, and welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture. Well, of course, the big news over the weekend, the U.S. and China agreeing on a critical trade framework ahead of the Trump-Xi meeting later this week. Today, the president landed in Japan, has a meeting at the Imperial Palace with Japan's ceremonial head of state. Yesterday, the president in Malaysia participated in a regional summit of Southeast Asian nations, struck preliminary trade agreements with Malaysia, Thailand, Cambodia, and Vietnam. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom late Sunday said USMEF greatly appreciates U.S. Trade Representative's tireless efforts to address both tariff and non-tariff barriers that have kept the U.S. as a minor supplier of red meat to the Asian nation. Exports of short plate, chuck, short rib, rib fingers, omasum, and other items are critical to maximizing the value of every animal and stimulating the U.S. herd rebuild. The trade deal and framework with several Asian nations, some of which include new market access for ethanol, as well as additional opportunities for corn and corn products like distiller, dried grain solubles, is good news, says National Corn Growers President Jed Bauer, who issued a statement saying, eliminating tariffs on ethanol exports to Malaysia and Cambodia will boost demand. We're encouraged to see that the framework for Thailand included agricultural purchases of corn and DDGs. The announced framework for Vietnam also promising. This is already a robust market for DDGs, and corn growers are well positioned to supply corn and ethanol as well. We look forward to reviewing more details on the frameworks for Thailand and Vietnam. The president told reporters on Air Force One before landing he expected to reach a trade agreement with China in the coming days. Back to Matt Bennett, AgMarket.net, and again his comments Friday on Market to Market.
But clearly, agriculture is waiting on the heels to see, hey, are we going to come up with a trade deal? I mean, if you looked at export inspections this last week for soybeans, they were fantastic. And that is with the presumption, and most of us feel pretty confident in saying China hasn't bought any beans yet, right? If there was a time for them to buy beans and they could do it under the radar, I think they'd be, you know, this would be the time to do it. No any sort of surprise announcements in the morning like, you know, we typically get. We're getting inspections. It's not saying, you know, exactly where these are all going to. So I would say the bigger one, of course, is going to be, you know, meeting with China.
Last week, ahead of the trade talk meetings over the weekend, and with China later this week, there was optimism in the grains, especially soybeans.
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. I think that that's got a lot to do with the optimism. I mean, to me, it's, you know, you're right here in the thick of harvest. I mean, we're on the backside as far as soybeans go, but clearly there's a lot of beans in the countryside. And typically, this isn't the time of year that we're going to set in on some sort of a rally effort. We know the bean crop is decent. It's pretty darn good. I mean, I don't know that it's exactly what the USDA said. You know, I don't even know if we're going to get a November report to find out. But bottom line is, it's a big crop. It's a big crop overall. The acres weren't huge. But yield, I think, is pretty darn good. I've got to think that people are saying, hey, maybe there's something in the works already. You know, right? You would think that if there's optimism, they're going to go ahead and meet. If they think it's a waste of time, someone's going to call it off. There's some talk that maybe China actually bought some wheat off of us as well. I mean, clearly, whenever you have those sanctions, you know, India's kind of backing away, it sounds like, from crude oil purchases. China's backing away a little bit from crude oil purchases off of Russia. A whole lot of good things happen here. Anytime that we see a rally in the market, it's good for us, especially corn and beans, not so much wheat. But, you know, we're growing energy. We know that, right? And so whenever we look at the wheat market overall, though, clearly, if there's sanctions in place, if people are already a little hesitant to do business with Russia. I mean, quite, you know, we know that. But, you know, U.S. wheat exports might be halfway decent if we continue to see these sort of sanction efforts go on.
Matt Bennett, AgMarket.net. And again, overnight, we saw beans trading as high as 10.60, up nearly 20 cents. This is Inside Agriculture. One more break. We'll be right back.